This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building. Goddamn. Yeah, we back. It's impeachment day. I was watching the impeachment all damn day. I
had a half job.
Listen, I was excited. I was so excited. I had
That was my job.
I had to prepare for this show, white daughter. What do you think is going to pay for your college?
Me too. I am independent. I paid for it myself.
Oh, it was good, right, though. It was good. It was some good shit. You know, Taylor came through there and fucking dropped some knowledge. George Kent. Oh, they was all just dropping a lot of information.
Who's Taylor?
Bill Taylor. He was the what?
You say that like we know him.
You should know him.
Who are you talking to?
He was the ambassador to Ukraine.
That Bill Taylor. Of course.
For the love of God. Okay.
Of course.
How could you not know
Bill?
We'll
get back to your psychic readings. Let's get to your psychic readings that you're so excited about.
Okay. I want to plug Sarah Armour really
quick. No, shut it up.
She's the best psychic I've ever met.
Well, you shut up. Let's introduce everybody here. We got a packed house of just women looking kind of evil, to be honest.
No, there's the one side in black and one side. Wow. Do you know why that we're saying the same thing? Because I have Sag in my chart as well.
I didn't even notice that y'all was wearing white and they're
for
wearing
the
black.
Yeah. Use your eyes. Oh, you're the one that distributes
penis
it.
Penis out of my face, penis. I'm trying to look at things. Courtney, introduce yourself.
Okay, my name's Courtney. I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. What's your rising?
There she is.
My rising is actually an Aquarius.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. Am I right, guys?
I am. I'm a health coach. My Instagram is 6 feet of sunshine.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Sick.
6 feet. Rem, go ahead.
We
got to dig more into your life, though, but I'm going to go around and introduce everybody.
I'm Remy Casimir. I'm a comedian. I'm the host of the How Come podcast, and We Really Love Island. And you can find me on Instagram at Remy Casimir, but why would you? It sucks.
Certified craziness, Remy.
Just kidding. Definitely find me on Instagram.
Definitely find me. I like really. My cat is so cute.
Every time I look into Remy's eyes, I just see craze. That's why I like her.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a Virgo. That's why.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yeah, Virgo,
that is correct. Psychopath.
Virgos teach me all my lessons.
Yeah.
Every lesson has come through a fucking Virgo.
Oh, boy.
So thanks for that.
Like in betraying you or something?
No,
or?
All kinds of ways.
That's Jen. This is Jen, by the way.
Jen Lederer, motivational comedian.
Boo.
There it is.
I boo every time she says motivational comedian.
What is a motivational comedian?
Thank you. Look at Remy. Even her concern.
No, I'm excited. Is it Matt Foley? Because that's the only one I know.
This is the most at home I've ever felt at this table.
All right.
Right here. I mean, this is my people.
Yes.
Because there isn't a dick being shoved in your face every 2 seconds.
That's what it is. I couldn't put my finger on it. I was like, what's different?
Oh, we get it. We're here for it. I miss the dicks, but I do understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
What is a can we talk
yeah,
about?
What's a motivational comedian?
Of course,
yeah,
we can.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's basically just comedy done the way that any comedian does well. I think that comedy is there to twist your perspective. Mm-hmm. I think George Carlin was like the original fucking comedian.
Never heard of him.
Motivational comedian.
Huh?
Where in 6 words he could just make you question everything you thought you fucking knew about those words.
Mm.
So it's just a branding thing, really.
That's
when it comes
cool.
down.
So you motivate in thought.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Thought-provoking.
Just
want to
have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See if I can make you
way existential.
I mean, a little bit. But what do the reviews say? What are people saying about how you change your lives and like?
They're
what
like, oh my God,
stories?
Do it again and again. Really, is the main.
I
want to
come
like,
see
I want
you.
More. You should come see me.
Where are you?
My shows are interactive.
I hate Bitches Bonding. I hate it. I don't like this
Honestly?
At all. This ain't what this show is about.
Listen, let the sisterhood speak.
Where's your traveling pants?
We share one pair of period pants.
Lululemons. Yeah.
Cycle sisters.
Listen, not to brag, but I'm bleeding. Go on, ladies.
Wait, what are the underwear?
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so good, by the way. I bleed into them regularly.
We're all
okay,
why
did it take a shift for a bleeding pain? Okay.
Because now we're on period. Leave a cup. Who's popping it up there?
Man, impeachment show. This is an impeachment show, by the way.
This is why Hillary lost.
Wait, are you the only one who watched today?
Yeah, nobody here watched?
I didn't watch.
I knew it was happening.
I don't want to get my hopes up.
Jen watched it. First of all, it was great. I thought it was great. I thought it was must-watch TV.
Yeah.
I thought it was real telling. I'd love to see the Republicans trying to dance around, talk about everything. everything else but the president's fucking criminal activities. It was great theater, man. It was fucking great. Yes. Niggas dropping jokes in there.
I was going to say, they were dropping jokes in there.
Yeah. One dude was, one Republican was like, oh, we need to get the whistleblower in here. The whistleblower goes, he's the one, I want to get the person who started this whole mess. And then the next dude was like this, yeah, I want the person who started this whole mess too, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it was like, boom, mic drop. Yeah. Mic drop, sound bite, you're going to be on rotation.
And he was waiting all fucking day. He was like, I got one.
Oh, it didn't land it.
Like, pick me.
It landed.
Practiced it in the mirror all breakfast.
I'm going
to
nail it.
You girls don't even care about it.
Do you ever watch British Parliament sessions?
I was just going to say, they're going nuts.
Yes. They freak out. Crazy. They scream. Yes. They run around. Like, we don't even have we don't even have freak outs how they have freak outs. Yeah. Yeah, right. They boo each other.
Right. But they do it to each other's face. They're right here.
It's weirdly honest.
Yes. Motherfuckers will get up and walk to the other side and be like, I'm here now.
They also yell at the judge. There's like an impartial judge. They go up and they're like, fuck you.
I think the further you get away from America, like the more wild the parliament is. Because if you go to the Far East, you see them motherfuckers punching each other in the face, hitting each other with fucking sticks and fucking shoes.
They are the truth.
And then African parliament, the motherfuckers, it's always fights. If you just Google parliamentary fights, and you're going to see the Far East is fucking way more advanced than us.
Yeah, but then the East is very civil. They don't do that.
Yeah. Well, what East is?
Well, like in China, no one says no to anybody.
They don't have a parliament.
And then in Japan, they're very respectful in whatever way until they you know.
Go to Korea. Go to Philippines.
They all freaking out. Korean Philippines are so different.
Where they banning fucking homosexuality. Nigga,
not in Korea. You can't lump Korea in with Philippines.
No, I'm just saying they both in the same area. I said the Far East.
That's true. But those are different. The Southeast and the East East. I believe I said, did I stutter?
Well, here's what they share. The Japanese killed and raped a whole bunch of both of them.
So 100 million
Asians died. And most of them was Chinese.
What are you going
to do? South Korean was enslaved. Enslaved.
What are you gonna do?
So there we go. I thought you were saying that I ain't know what I was talking about.
Wait, let the past be the past. Not the Holocaust, though, but the rest of it.
Why don't you ground it? Go to your room.
I love my room.
Jokes on me.
Jokes on you.
Jokes on me.
Why'd you make my room so good?
Jokes on me.
I feel like I'm such an introvert. That's the only place I want to be.
I gotta get that Academy bed out of the large screen TV.
Karen and I were at a party recently. Remember the party we were at?
And we
were like laying in a bed.
We parked it on the bed.
As an introvert, I was like, this is the best party I've ever been to in my life.
Well, it turns out everybody rotates around the bed and comes to you. You never have to do anything.
What party was it? Sounds like an orgy.
Right. Yeah, I've been to those parties. Not really for introverts, actually. I've found.
Yeah, no, I withdrew.
Did you?
It felt good.
I'm a voyeur.
Yeah.
I like to watch from the bed.
I'll watch you.
It was a bed party.
I watch you be in the uncomfortable spots and try to do stuff.
It's me on the bed.
Yeah.
It's a club in Miami called Bed, where it was all beds.
Do you remember Duvet? That was here.
Yeah.
Soaked in.
I went there when I was 16. What?
What?
Yeah, I grew up here.
Where are your parents? And how did you get on? You
had don't know, at a luncheon or something.
How did you have fake ID?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one on St. Mark's. Said I was from Massachusetts, which was
didn't
only,
we all
right?
The St. Mark's fake ID. That was for the days.
Yeah.
Do people still do that?
I don't think they do.
Of
I think all
don't.
Of St. Mark's
you could
is
just,
udon
like,
places
yeah.
now.
Oh, the back of the udon place.
That
you can still get what you
need. In the kitchen. God, remember how sneaky you had to be to pretend to be 2 years older than you were?
How much they charge you for it?
I don't remember.
They weren't that expensive. It was like $50 or $100.
Yeah.
Maybe less.
I used my best friend's fake ID once, and she's like 5'5". And I hard convinced that bouncer. I was like, no, that's me. He's like, but you're 6 feet. No,
you're like,
I'm 5'5".
Leave me alone.
But you're blonde. No, I'm not.
My boyfriend in college was the one making the IDs.
Oh,
I had
really?
A few. Yeah.
You dated some slimy motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Who's this dude?
That is resourceful. He now flies jets for the Marines. So, I mean, you know, he was just really fucking smart.
Listen, felons can turn it around.
What's up?
Felons
can turn it around.
Yeah. I mean, he had a plan. He did it for a stretch. He did it for like 90 days, hit it hard, and then was out. He's like, no, this is a... No.
Well, I put on cell phones my college. I was putting it on cell phones. The whole time.
What did you do?
What did you do?
I sold cell phones.
It was another era.
$100 a month.
Oh, I don't relate. I wasn't born.
This was back when a cell phone was like $600, $800 a month.
Jesus
Christ.
But I used to pop a mowing for $100.
What was it, 1954?
Yeah. Yeah. It was 54. We were at war, see?
Sidekicks, razors, Motorolas. You can play Snake on this Nokia.
I turned them all on. Oh, I turned them all on, nigga. That's why the price of cell phones dropped, because it was so easy to put them on. You drove around with your computer and fucking snatch phone numbers out the sky.
What?
And then I could put 10 numbers on one number. 10 phones on one number. And everybody can make calls on it.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, and but I used to do $100
a pop. Did they have a phone plan? Said,
huh?
Did they have a phone plan?
No, it was no
with
plan.
You?
It was just on for a month. If it came, went off, if it went off for any reason, I just turned it back on.
That's and really that, smart.
You're like, George, you didn't.
And when
pay
the cops pull you over, when cops pull me over, like I was riding around 695 in Maryland, just grabbing niggas' phones with the computer in the back. Mm-hmm. Cops will pull me over looking for drugs, dumb cops. I'm like, I ain't got no drugs, nigga. And they look at the computer, they don't know what that shit is.
Yeah.
I'm like this, I'm in college, they look at the computer like this. He is a guy, look at all this computer stuff. This nigga got a computer.
Computer weighed 25 pounds.
Yeah, as soon as they saw it, they was
size
like,
of a briefcase.
If you had a laptop and you were like 19 years old as a black dude, they would believe you.
Yeah.
If you showed them how to work it and you working it. They like, you ain't got drugs, just beat them.
You have to show the nerd.
Like, this is how you turn it on.
Yes.
You're like, I'm a friendly
They're
nerd.
Like, I believe you.
How much does run you?
Enjoy school.
And meanwhile, I'm even snatching their cell phone out of the sky. As soon as they use it, I got theirs too. Allegedly.
I actually, I know how easy it is to steal phones because I did a sketch like 3 years ago where I was pretending to be a Pokemon snatcher or whatever, and I would take people's phones. I'd be like,
when they come up for the Pokemon,
show me your Pokemon or whatever, and I'd grab their phone and I'd be running for like 3 blocks before I came back.
What?
Yeah, and then I'd return
it. Because you're a girl.
You did this on like camera and people.
Yeah, it was on camera.
Did you have security
that's some
with
shit
you?
That
no.
Like, are you gonna get your ass?
Guys, guys would not.
Oh my god. People don't fuck around with
yeah.
you.
No, no, no. But everybody was fine.
The
they were just
today.
Like, oh.
What?
And then I'd
what
be gone, and then I'd come
were you
back.
Doing this in?
Near St. Mark's.
Yeah. It's because you're
so
a girl.
So bunch of
girls,
students that were like,
away
I'll just
with
call
anything.
Down.
If you were a guy and if you were a black guy, they would have called the police immediately and
shot.
Screamed rape. Yeah, you would have been stabbed. Some guy almost punched me on the train today on the way over here.
Oh, did he know you? He
I
must
know.
Have known him.
It's because he knew my personality.
Why didn't you call him back, Karen?
This is the first time that I, because I never understood how strangers could just get in fights in public. You know,
right.
I'm like, well, you're an adult. Like, relax. It's the first time I got, I almost hit him. Like, are you out of your mind?
What happened?
What did he say?
First of all, calm down. I'm on his side, by the way.
Bring
this
it
is
out.
Your attitude?
Oh my god, I feel like I'm not I feel like everyone's turned on me. So
no, I feel, we're
okay.
here for you.
Just breathe and tell us why he was
I
right.
I was getting on the one and it was crowded or whatever. Right. So everybody's getting on the train. He was kind of, you know, there's like the pole right next to the entrance of the door. You know where
right.
the seats are.
Yeah.
So there's like a
yeah.
pole. So
yeah,
he's standing
the train.
sort of right like right on the pole, right? So there's
right.
a little space right next to the door. So
was
I kind of wedged my way
in.
Yeah, it was
okay,
crowded.
Yeah.
Kind of wedged my way in. Doors are closing. As the doors are closing, I feel somebody's body pressing me out of the train. I look and this little dude is leaning his full weight back on me.
Trying to push you
like,
out the doors?
I go, little dude.
Little dude.
What are you doing? I go, are you out of your fucking mind?
Was it the bagel dude who we all
It
know?
Wasn't the bagel dude. It was just
you're
like little like brown
How
person.
Little was this
I was going to say, you just tapped
nah,
into
son,
his
there's
insecurity
son, there's little,
hard.
There's little.
Little brown, build that wall. I heard little build that wall in what you were saying just now.
You can't build a wall fast enough for this guy. So he's pushed me. I go, are you out of your mind? And he goes, well, you're just going to stand? I go, yes, I'm going to stand here. This is a train. Are you on drugs? Everybody's just standing on the train.
Yeah.
Some woman goes, don't engage with him. It's okay. I go, okay, but I have to stand. Like, I have to stand here. There's nowhere else for me to go. He goes, well, you're being rude. And I go, I'm being rude. Your body's on my body. How am I being rude? And he goes, some people just be acting crazy around here. So I go, sweetie, are you gonna be okay? Are you gonna survive this? You think you're gonna be all right? He goes,
was it?
I'm gonna be okay. He keeps looking over me every 2 seconds.
Did
you
think you were on a date?
I was like, sir. So then finally the doors open again. I kind of fuck off. Somebody like actually like somebody ushered me away. They're like, you don't need this, honey. You don't.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like I was slightly in the wrong, but the train was on my side. But
white privilege.
I was sort of like in his corner, but it's like, what do you want to do? The train's really full.
You don't have
just
a corner.
Fuck off for a minute and let me stand there.
Right.
But it was nuts. He was physically, I haven't been physically like, there isn't a physical thing. Physical things don't happen to me. Do you know what I mean? Not in public.
Her sex life is awful. I mean, it's all cyber.
Listen,
I just want to be touched.
It's not that it's cyber. It's just from across the room. I don't expect you to understand. It's
just
2019.
Press
your
body, you go, fine.
My pronouns are she is awesome.
And yeah, that's what happened. Then I got off the train. I wished him a wonderful
night. And when you got off, when the doors were closing, did you give one of these and give him a middle finger?
No, I said, have a great night, sir.
And what did he say?
He said, you too.
Did he really?
Yeah. It was all fine. It's like the holidays and stuff. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, he brought it in from outside. It wasn't you.
How could it be me and an angel?
Inside of just a few stops.
Oh my God, we had, it was like a movie playing out.
That dude's right now.
I was the star.
But how small was he?
He was so small, homie. He was so small, he was taking that shit out on somebody.
Was he like slim as well?
Yeah, it was like a little. He wasn't like a mini person. Medically mini.
Welcome back to Medically Mini. I'm your host.
Like a tiny. Yeah, he was just like a slight guy. You know, some people are just wee.
Yeah,
he was a wee man.
Yeah.
Well, the joke's on you right now. He's somewhere jerking off to this whole exchange.
I hope so. Right. I'm the song to do later.
And did she say to me, "We speak for anyone"?
It's that or watch the impeachment. So I know what I'm doing.
I mean, I want to watch it now.
That's great. You should have watched it in the first place.
I should have. I don't like to get my hopes up.
It's going to be on for her.
Hope.
Hope is for losers.
So why come outside?
We are living through the greatest show on earth right now.
I know. I will watch it.
It's the circus.
You're going to have to help a kid with a fucking paper in 2082 when they need to do a book report.
Probably.
Don't think so.
Some kid somewhere.
They'll be giving them away in 20 years.
Yeah.
Giving kids away to everybody.
What happened with the Donald Trump?
I can tell you, Adam Schiff was making
real
smart.
I'll be like, Alexa, tell this kid.
Jesus. Schiff was he looked happy.
Alexa, teach my child.
He was like, I'm right here.
Schiff looked really happy and glowy at the end.
Yeah.
Real glowy.
Those three points that the Republicans were like, well, we want the world and the universe and for you to prove the shit that doesn't even exist before we continue.
Nunes,
like, fuck yourself.
He was just talking shit. Courtney, let's get back to your story now.
Okay.
You were born and raised where now?
Oh, man. Just north of L.A.
North of L.A.? What's north of L.A.? Canada?
Nothing. It's just desert. It's just like flat desert.
Oh, like farming farm?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it like central?
We had a cherry orchard.
Schools where you got a horse to,
I
like,
did
learn
have horses.
Discipline?
Yeah, I used to do rodeos.
Cool.
So I did like roping and all that.
On a horse?
On a horse, yeah.
Nice. Look at you. Yeah. And you grew up there?
Yes.
Okay. And what high school did you go to? I'm trying to figure out this whole story.
Do you want my social too?
Maybe.
Driver's license number.
I might need a Visa card.
I went to Highland High School.
Highland High School. Was it black, white? What kind of kids in there? It's race wars,
goddamn. You know what? there was a lot of black, Hispanic.
Don't seem upset about that. Wait, hold on.
It was a good mixture. I'm trying to like think back. There was a good mixture.
It was a good mixture. Like if something kicked off, we could take them. I hear you. Just in case shit kicked off. Yeah, we got this still. We still got it. Now, what are you? What are your parents from? Where are they from?
My dad is Danish and Norwegian, and my mom's French Canadian.
Hot.
That's a hot mix.
So that's where I got it.
That's all my favorite ice cream.
That explains this.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at
this. We get it.
Stop sounding so angry.
That you didn't even have surgery.
No, but I had 8 years of braces and headgear.
Nice. Like,
you had headgear?
I was that kid.
You had to wear it in public? Difficult.
Oh, yeah.
What grades?
And I had a bowl cut.
What fucking year in your life was that?
I think it was maybe second grade through the summer right before high school.
And that's why she's nice. She's perfect, you guys.
Sounds familiar, bitch.
Yeah. I had headgear, but of the spine.
She had a spinal cage.
Been best friends. High school. I don't know. I was a little rude idiot.
Both of y'all.
I was not cool to be around.
Both of y'all couldn't stand in front of the microwave.
We would have like hugged and gotten stuck to each other. Someone have to untangle us.
If someone tried to hug me, it'd be a clanging sound. An injury sound.
It's like hugging keys. So wait a minute, from second grade to high school you had to wear stuff?
Yeah.
What happened? Like why?
I sucked my thumb till I was like it was a problem.
Nice.
Really?
What did you replace the thumb with? Because you still suck at something.
Lots of things.
I need more dudes in here enjoying some of this dude stuff. Don't mock me, Remy. I have a right.
The microphone.
Yeah, I did see that. It reminds Remy of a cousin. Who I must meet, by the way.
I never see her, but when I do, she's glowing.
She's a good time.
She's memorable, that one.
Now, what you start off doing now? Well, first of all, you said it was black, so who'd you go to the prom with?
I went to the prom alone.
Nerd. She did have gear on.
I did.
Wait, we weren't allowed to go. You had to be with somebody. What kind of fucked up bullshit is that?
That's crazy. So I did not respect your pronouns.
You couldn't go stag?
No, you couldn't. You had to go with someone.
Really?
What school was this, in Pittsburgh?
Where were you?
Yeah. Pittsburgh. Like
what
north,
a weird town.
North out of, oh, yeah, real fucking
bizarre
weird.
Town, yeah. Did yeah. you also have to mine coal before you went?
Yes. Yes.
Was
that's how you earned
allowed?
A ticket. Barely.
You had to bring your
only
cheap house
there was
and
girls
goat.
Rounds and boys
Could
rounds
you feel joy? Was that?
Oh, no.
There was a maypole.
No. That was,
what if you came with a girl, like a girl came with a girl?
Yes, but I remember that
you
being
do that?
A thing. They had to like have a, I remember
like
students
talk.
Presenting, like, we need to, hey, fuckers.
If you got to come with somebody, you should be able to come with.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, yeah, but also, I really think that same couples actually weren't allowed at one point. Like, I think I grew up in 1956 now that I'm thinking about it. So, yeah. There was,
no
I mean, no one
couple.
Was really out in my head. There were definitely people that everyone knew.
Yeah, it was
right.
high school
you
back
know,
in the
it was
day.
Different.
Like, nobody was doing that.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, I remember, well, it's like people later were revealed to be all kinds of shit that you just couldn't be as a kid, like autistic or gay or trans or whatever, and you just like,
yeah,
high school was not the place.
Yeah, all of them.
No.
Boo, I don't like those. What?
No, my grandmother, who I live with and is an angel, but she was like, she said to me like 3 years ago, she was like, there weren't as many gay people when I was younger. I was like, no, there were. They just didn't say anything.
Right.
It's different.
Right. And there were musicals, so there were gay people. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
well, it's like Kurt jokes about autistic people, you know, and he's like, people are like, oh, there's more autistic people now. And it's like, no, we just used to call them nerds.
Yeah.
Now they
yeah.
just diagnose them.
Yeah.
Right. We call them can't get right.
Yeah, we used to just throw dodgeballs at them.
Just, oh, I can't get right.
Dodgeballs. And you had three chances of hitting people in the face before you got
sweet melon heads, we said.
Water coolers, we called them.
All right, Courtney, now, okay, so you went to the prom by yourself.
I did.
Did you cry on the way there?
I had a date, but that fucker, he found out my dress was purple, and then he didn't want to wear a purple tie.
What the
Whoa.
Fuck? Was that a rule?
Yeah.
You dodged a bullet,
He
girl.
Was like, I don't want to match you, purple tie, what? And then he was like, I think we should just go alone.
Yeah, it was something else. Right. It wasn't about no damn tie. Come on now.
It's probably because I was so tall.
You were.
He was okay. intimidated.
White dude?
Did he end up hooking up with anybody else?
No,
did
he's a Mexican
care?
Dude.
Mexican dude. Did he get deported?
I don't remember where, like, what he ended up doing, but I ended up hooking up with my ex-boyfriend. So that was cool. I was
oh,
happy.
At the and who did your ex-boyfriend go to the prom with? You broke some other girls hard. Yeah. That was cool. You bitches. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about no bitch, not in front of you.
In high school, you're all, like, hopping around
yeah,
and experimenting.
Around.
Nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
So you went by yourself. You saw your ex at the prom. He was at his date. They having fun. You're like this. Nah. Now I'm by myself by
That's
the punch bowl. You're just like, Trevor, come here for a second.
Not today, Satan. Trevor, get over here. Not devil, no.
There was this guy in my high school named Trevor, and he was like in the football. He was on the football team, and he was like the hot guy. But he like had this trick where he would take his retainer out, and he had teeth connected to it.
Oh no! Right.
So he would just like pop it out to impress girls.
Like, oh, it, like was he like a hockey
what?
Player?
No, he was a football player.
Oh, but it was like a
he
flipper.
Had, like, yeah, he yeah, had, like, yeah. He'd be like, hey.
Oh my god, we had hockey players
like
in school who would have flippers.
The girls liked it.
Yeah,
the girls
liked
it.
I don't know why.
Because he was a hot dude doing it. That's why, you dumb bitches.
If
it was a fat,
woman,
stupid boy, he'd be like,
and his
teeth came
out. Like, look what I did. He'd be like, yay.
Guys would think about it.
Do you know how many men would be down for that?
Guys would think about it for a minute.
No, keep him out, though.
Actually,
you can successfully
put him in
this
class.
Do you remember that show Real Sex on HBO?
Oh, yeah.
Or no, yeah, it was Real Sex Atlantic City Hookers, and there was this woman, she's like, I take out my teeth and I give the best blow job.
I remember that.
Yes.
I was like, okay.
And you
honestly,
know what? I'm going to keep you there
enough.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and just take her word for that.
You do you, girl.
I mean, yeah.
You do you.
You get a nice gum down. We call it a gummy.
Live your best.
Gummy down, baby.
Have you had a gummy?
Yes. Yeah. Well, only one, one level was missing.
How does it compare?
I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, but she was a skater. She was a skater and busted shit on ice.
So implant that shit.
Don't implant. Stop being a hater.
Stop.
I don't know. The lazy girl in me is kind of into it.
So
I'm like, then I don't have to worry about my teeth.
Yeah, but your jaw.
She could be sleeping. I'm like this. Oh, when you sleep, gonna this.
If you don't have teeth in there, your jaw starts shriveling.
That's true.
That was the scariest thing about like smoking ads. Remember? Then they'd show you that their jaw falls off and you have like no tongue. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, the vanity shit is always just like, okay, I'll listen.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's going to fuck with my face?
Yeah. That being said, I'm going to need somebody's jewel.
I know. Where is yours?
I don't have one. I had to stop because it was becoming an issue. But
yeah, like double lung transplants.
Right.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I think it's big tobacco reaching their long tobacco arm in there. People die from, why has nobody banned cigarettes?
It's ridiculous.
But 2 seconds into vaping, they're like, no more vaping, no more mango Jewel pods, which are, everybody agrees, are the best.
Delicious.
And I don't fucking buy it. Why? Because
and
two
if you make
teenagers,
the mango
I'm a jewel. It's got popcorn
Karen's
lung.
Karen's going to DC
break.
Lobby
yeah.
this week.
No.
Popcorn lung. Popcorn lung. Wait. Popcorn lung. All right, yeah. Courtney, it's in after high school, college.
College. Yep. I went to Orange Coast College, in Costa Mesa, and then transferred to Long Beach.
To Long Beach. What was happening in college?
Nothing. I was an athlete, so I played volleyball and I rode crew.
There we go. Yeah. Explain some of that booty, goddammit.
Yeah.
That's volleyball booty.
That's all squats and lunges right there.
Whatever it is. Send my regards.
It will. I'll let her know.
Send my regards.
And then what? When did you your first professional job? What were you doing?
I worked for Greenpeace.
What?
Yeah.
Trying to save whales?
Fuck I you. Did try to save whales. Green. I would stand out of bitch. Trader Joe's and be that person.
Really?
Do you want to save the whales?
And people would be like, fuck you.
I cross the street to avoid those.
I would chase you.
Your life is like every Jennifer Love Hewitt movie I've ever fucking seen. Like, you're...
Listen, every time I hate when they say, do you have a minute?
Yes.
When you're running on the subway?
One. You remember the one where you con people with your mom?
I can't wait to have a minute.
That would be fun to live out that one.
I would love.
Yeah. I mean, it's real fucking weird.
Did some hot rich guy swoop in and offer to save all the whales?
No, I wish.
He would be like, can you save me instead?
That's not a movie.
For one day, at first, he had like a really big corporation across the street that was like,
he used to hunt
the whales.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and then she changed his mind. He's like, I'm leaving all this for you. Yeah. And the corporation was like, we support you.
Twist
ending. We're going to give you money.
He leaves you for a whale.
And then there was dancing and balloons.
Yes.
Fetty.
Lord have mercy. What just, what? What just broke out?
It just turned into a romantic comedy.
What just broke? Was it Jennifer
Love
Hewitt just started this?
Oh my God, try to keep up.
I feel like Carson Daly right now. I'm annoyed with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
What's up with her?
Safe.
I think she's doing okay.
She's fine.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I've
seen a nice video of, Mayor used to date her. Not a sex video, but Mayor used to date her, and she was in love with him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then one time he was in a...
Girls have no judgment.
He was in a shower. And she had like a video camera.
Uh-oh.
And she was like making them steaks or whatever.
Steaks?
Yeah, she was just grilling steaks for him.
Okay.
While he was in the shower. You can hear the water running.
Okay.
And she was like, see me out here cooking for you? You better marry me someday.
Ooh, that's how you know he won't.
Yeah. But she looked incredible in that fucking
video.
She
looked bad. Back in the day,
oh my God, I was like, I had a single tear ran down my cheek. Like this, I can smell the shit.
She's always been hot.
But yeah, she was.
You're like, I will marry
allegedly,
you.
I'm gonna say allegedly.
Allegedly.
I saw it. All right, so you are for Greenpeace, and then you say, ain't no money and no whale fucking saving.
No.
And then what you do?
I went straight into porn.
There we go. Welcome home, bitch.
I jumped in, cannonballed into that pool.
Lord have mercy.
So what was your, were you just like a very sexual person?
Let me stop clapping, daughter.
Stop, you're rude now.
Go.
So were you like very sexual, something that you gravitated towards naturally? Did you have like a friend who introduced you to?
So I was a huge slut in college. Okay. I was all about that life. I was having orgies in my college apartment living room.
What school was this?
Long Beach State.
Okay, nice.
It wasn't in the dorms, though.
And you were having orgies in college. And who was these other excellent
college
people?
Co-eds.
excellent fucking dorm mates.
Right. It was actually a girlfriend of mine I didn't go to school with, and she knew a bunch of lifeguards.
Oh, shit.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm listening.
Lifeguards are like that culture where it's like swim team or whatever, and like we all see each other half naked anyway,
right.
So we might
cool
as well rub
it.
Skin.
Yeah.
Right. We've all fucked a dolphin at some point.
That was like the Baywatch movie.
Yeah.
Hasselhoff did.
Watch porn a lot?
No, never.
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 But you just were very sexual. Did you hump stuff as a kid? hump stuff in your house, like pillows, the arms?
This is why, wait, this question comes up on every episode.
It does, it really does.
Couch, bench.
You still friends with all your pillows? You look those pillows in the eye?
Oh, when tree got cut down, did you?
We're a lot of humpers around here. We grew up humping.
I know so many pillow humpers.
I was locked in a brace.
So many of my girlfriends were.
A lot of pillow humpers, right?
Yeah,
but you didn't do it yourself.
I was never a pillow humper.
So how old were you when you lost your virginity?
16.
Who was your first orgasm? The dude. Was it a dude, God. Girl?
He was a dude.
Older?
Yeah, no, he was my age. You took that nigga virginity.
Bitch.
He had a really big mohawk.
Okay.
He was into AFI at the time. I don't know if you guys remember AFI. Yeah. He had a really big mohawk and he wore eyeliner. My dad hated him, so it was the perfect guy.
Yeah, check.
You're it. Yeah.
Okay. AFI. Am I too young?
What was their song? Like, I want to say.
They were like super emo.
Like, nightmare. I called you, but I don't know.
Okay.
I'm screaming in my dreams.
Miss Murder or something. Yes, that's exactly what it was.
That's every band that was on TRL.
My father doesn't love me.
Oh man, pretty good stuff.
Oh, I love those songs.
Flashbacks.
Yeah.
So when did you do anal for the first time?
Wait, I'm jumping ahead, I'm asking an anal curious person. We'll get there, Karen.
The coming.
Jesus Christ.
Did you come before sex?
Before I had sex?
Like, did you masturbate?
Oh yeah, I've been masturbating since I was like really little.
Great.
I had sex.
That's what
with
I'm talking. Okay.
I messed around with a girlfriend in like real young.
Same.
Real young.
Yep. Like what? Yeah. That, like third grade?
Six?
Yeah. Young.
Like what, the one you went down on her?
Yeah.
Really?
Third grade? Oh, yeah. What? She was like my Mormon friend.
It. Oh, we only like
your Mormon friend?
She was my Mormon friend.
Of course.
They're all twisted.
She got in that book, huh? Yeah. That book of Mormon.
I call them Mormons.
So you got into porn. How did you get into porn though? How did that start?
So my orgy girlfriend.
Yeah.
She.
Everybody must have an orgy girlfriend.
Everybody has a slut friend.
Orgy girlfriend might be the title.
So she actually ended up getting into porn first. She got contacted through MySpace. Back in the MySpace.
But she was sharing stuff that y'all was doing on campus?
No, I don't even know how she got contacted. She got contacted by an agent.
Oh, the internet knows.
Yeah, she ended up signing a contract, and I would drive her to and from sex. She didn't have a car.
Okay.
Yeah, and so.
And then you were sitting in the back.
I was sitting on set one time, and the director's like, "Hey, do you model or you know?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Well, you know."
That was my penis, by the way. Sorry, listeners. Like, my penis just went to the second stage. Yeah, we moved on to the second stage.
And then and then he was like, "Well, if you're ever interested, you know, I would shoot you." And so my first scene was for Vivid.
How long after he asked you did you do it?
Not very long. It was like maybe a month.
A month.
Yeah.
And you were thinking about the possibilities of it, and your girl was like, "No, just do it."
Yeah. And then she retired 2 months later, and then I made a business out of it, and I was in it for almost 10 years.
Unreal. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So the first movie, let's get to the first
movie. The universe was just like, here, this is for you. This is your place.
How did it feel? How did it feel, that first movie? It felt like home? Did it feel weird? Did it feel...
It was a little awkward. Mm-hmm. But I just remember being like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing.
And who was
like,
the dude?
Anthony Rosano.
Oh, that lucky son of a bitch. Tony, you're a lucky son of a bitch.
He prefers Riz.
I thought you said Jizz for a second.
Cousin of Jizz.
So he was. So it was a good experience the first time?
I've been very fortunate. I've had nothing but really good experiences in the industry.
Right. Did you start producing your own movies?
I started running my own website.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And you do like footage on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, I shot all of my own scenes eventually. And
do you cast people on there? Do you cast?
Yep. Nice. I had other girls and guys that I shot with.
Nice. Yeah. And what's the name of the website?
Yeah, it was AllisonTylerVIP.com.
Can you tattoo that on my inner hand?
tattoo it on his finger so you can see it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What'd you say, finger? Oh, yeah, that's right. Good God,
letting
Almighty.
It just lead you to the computer.
Where are we going? Where are we going, finger?
It's time.
Red Room, it's time
for a poem. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh my All right, God. So the first time with Anthony Rabazibao.
Yeah.
And after that, how do you, was it?
What'd you do in the first video?
It was okay. So the first not anal. Video, it was no.
Okay, calm down. That's what I'm telling you. Calm down.
It was a curvy like movie, and I remember reading the script at first, and they wanted me to eat bacon. Like they wanted me to like be all about the food, and 19-year-old me was like, oh my gosh, they're gonna think I'm fat. No way. Now I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna eat the shit.
Yeah.
But they ended up cutting that out, so it was literally just like. I don't know, striptease, and
that footage is somewhere though. If we wanted to find it, right?
Maybe you might be able to find me eating some bacon.
You need to put that on a website. I'm sure people will click on.
Oh yeah, people love food fetish where you're just like stuffing your face. Yeah,
it's so interesting though, like how stuff like that was viewed then. That you were like, no, I would never do that, and now it's like, yeah, that's Tuesday,
right?
Yeah. You know, like, but like,
you think the industry made you change that like that, or
no? Society I think it just has changed.
Yeah. Society's changed, and I grew as a woman too.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
I
penis is fast.
I feel like even for like
zoning out there.
And all the blood from my head just out. I'm sorry.
Wait, what? Finger? Finger? No, no, don't go down there, finger. It's not time yet.
Give me 30 minutes.
That's for the private chat.
Finger, I'm working. There's people here.
Now, your parents, when do your parents find, who are your first person in your family who knew?
Oh, man.
How did I go?
I love sharing this story. So, my parents found out in pretty much the worst way parents could ever find out.
They walked on set?
Okay, maybe the second worst way. All right. So, I think that scene came out like 2 weeks after I shot it, maybe. And it was right in between the holidays. It was right in between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I don't know why. I thought she was just going to say the Holocaust.
Hashtag too soon.
I just traveled back in time a little ways, you know.
My first film was a black and white film.
They wanted me to eat the bacon. I said, no, I'm a Jew.
Is this kosher?
Ich bin Juden. I can say that, you guys. I'm Jewish.
That's right, so you can say anything you want.
It's fine. I'm a Jew.
I'm a Nazi. I'm still enjoying it.
It is much too soon for this.
Never
right after the holidays.
Right in the middle of the holidays. And I believe, from what I've been told, that my dad was getting ready to let someone go at his work. And the guy came in and saw my pictures, like, all over the walls.
And knew it from the video.
And recognized
it. And he was about to get fired from your father.
And he was
like, oh, I'll show this nigga.
Take that. Wow. Your daughter, take that.
He's like, and by the way, your daughter, the sweet one on your wall, nigga,
she has a nice butthole.
It's in porn.
I've seen her asshole is all over the internet.
And it is beautiful.
He had his box in his hand with all the stuff. Oh, and by the way.
So, I know that she has a mole right underneath her left butt cheek.
And what did your father do?
Did he call you?
No, nobody said anything. Did he wait?
That was the last day she saw him.
That's worse. Nobody said anything. And so I drove up to...
Who told you the story?
So I drove up to go see them for Christmas. And my mom's like, hey, you should go to your sister's house.
To stay there?
To go see your sister first. And I went there and my sister dropped the bomb. And she's like, yeah, you're going to stay here for Christmas. You're not going to go home.
Oh.
Your parents were not having it.
They were not happy. They were not happy campers.
But
my parents
are
very
you?
Conservative.
They weren't comfortable telling you.
That's also
you.
Like and the worst way to find out. It really is.
It really is. I was going to talk to him about it, but I didn't get the chance. But my parents are very conservative.
And that's like plan on your dad's masculinity, like while trying to fire someone.
That was a low blow to that.
And right now, you know that dude is telling that getting fired story everywhere he goes.
Yeah. Put the shit on the wall.
It's on his resume. It's on his fucking resume.
Right. That's a Reddit post.
And then he clicks on it, and I'm going to show you the girl. Most of your hits is
and
that
I'm
nigga.
I'm like, hey, I just got $10 from my OnlyFans.
I was going to spend it on a gift for you.
Wow. So you stayed at your sister's.
Yeah.
And then you have to go to your parents' house.
I did end up talking to them about it. It took them a minute.
You talked to most of your mother about it?
No, I talked to them both.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty upfront about this stuff. Like, I don't really have...
Well, nigga, once it's out, you got to be upfront about it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people aren't.
They click on it and watch it to make sure that the dude
didn't
know?
Oh, God, I hope not.
But they have to make sure the dude knew what he was talking about.
They can't just assume... Let's not think about that.
I wouldn't assume that the dude's right. I'm like, yeah, fuck off, nigga. You still fired. Yeah. And you don't know my daughter, nigga. Then I'd be like, does he know my daughter, nigga?
I can only assume so. I can only assume so. But I did end up talking to him about it. It took him a minute. But
did anybody in your family go like this? Way to tear that dick up, bitch. You really do that. Like a cool aunt, your sister. Thank you.
My sister's like, you do you, girl. You do.
Nice. Yeah. Good.
Is she an older sister, younger sister?
Older sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other only two girls?
Yeah. Only two. That's it. Just me and my sister.
What does she do?
No more kids.
The good one. What is she?
she runs her own business. Like she's just, you know, she's quiet life up by my parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah. Now you've been in the business for 10 years, and now what are you doing now? What's going on?
I retired. That's I retired right, I about that. 2 years ago, and I run my own health company now.
Nice. Now, what kind of health are we talking? Yeah.
So I do...
put another stuff in your body.
Right, yeah. I teach people...
Orally, anally.
Mainly vegetables.
I teach nutrition, personal training, yoga, meditation.
Now, was that a hard transition? Or?
No, it was very easy for
okay.
me.
Yeah. Now, do the people in the health life know about your... porn stuff?
Some do, some don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't try to you fire nobody.
That's on them, though.
Some do, some
like
don't.
If, right? Because right. if they come along right. or they come upon it.
Right.
And stop saying come.
If they that's come my favorite upon word. It, if they come across it.
That's why we're sitting next to each other. We're actually very connected. Like, yes. My podcast came out on Christmas Day, so a lot of people came or found out that I wasn't coming in church.
It came out. Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. You couldn't come. What was the whole thing of it? What was it?
I'd never had an orgasm, so I started a podcast to learn how.
Oh, my God. That's
and now
great.
I come all the time, and it's so fun. You can follow my steps. Yeah.
I'm surprised you had time for the show today.
It was tough to leave. It was tough.
Let me see both hands on the table when you say
it. Where is your finger?
Finger? No, stop it. Oh, no.
What finger?
Finger, where are you going?
So what kind of health thing we talking about? What are people, Americans fat? We already know that.
I do a lot of personal training and do one-on-one custom coaching. And this coming year, I'm going to start leading retreats. Yeah,
you're gonna start leading retreats.
Retreats, yeah.
Like retreats where? Like what kind of retreats?
Just kind of holistic health retreats out of Sedona, Costa Rica, and I'm working with a company to go more internationally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you have like products and shit that you?
No products yet.
Okay.
No products yet. Just me.
What would you say is the best way to get healthy when you like to eat shit?
I always tell
is
people.
Is that a porn category?
I mean,
it is.
What kind of shit
finger,
are we talking?
Let her talk.
Two girls in a cup.
Two girls
in mean,
one
really?
Cup of shit.
I always tell people it's much easier to add things in than to take mm-hmm. things out. So, like, if you eat a lot of processed foods, add
Karen.
In a bunch of unprocessed foods mm-hmm. and just eat them first.
Like put spaghetti and pasta.
Right. Or
put
like
spaghetti and pasta.
If you're eating a lot of like if you're eating a lot of like sweets and cookies, add vegetables or add like brown rice or whatever to that meal. Mm. Still eat the cookies, just eat them last.
Yeah.
Because chances are you won't want them as much or as much of them.
Oh.
Okay, I insist on eating them first.
Right.
I won't do that. I will also eat the vegetables another time.
I will eat myself sick. I like love discipline.
I will schedule the vegetables for later. Cookies are now.
Increments.
I try. Well, you know what it is. I kind of eat what I want, and then I'll drink a healthy green juice every day.
There you go.
What does green juice do? Don't do nothing.
It's full of juices.
White man's nonsense.
Have you ever heard of juice before? It's like really good for you.
Does it clean out your system? Or
it's like, well, it's you just gives you. It's first of all, you can pack more vegetables into a juice, and
true.
You can just eat because you're juicing it. Obviously, you're not eating all the like solids,
yeah.
mm-hmm. so you can eat like 20 carrots or whatever.
Right,
whereas,
okay.
like, you would struggle to eat a
you're
carrot.
Not getting
you're
all the
being.
Fiber,
not yeah. getting all the fiber, so you don't shit as horrifically after a juice. And yeah, you're just getting your like, who has the you can do it on the train. Like, who has the time to sit there with a giant bowl of spinach or whatever? Like,
I'll
I'm
tell
a
you
person.
Who Kourtney Kardashian. I've seen it.
Yeah, and I just like so. No, yeah,
that's
I'm a busy girl
all
on the go.
This season is like them eating massive
salads. the biggest salads you ever seen in your life.
Don't knock them
that
on
is
the salad.
That is
Chloe,
privilege.
I named me Kim for a salad.
Do you have the time to consume a salad sitting down in one place? You were the most privileged person who's ever.
The
lived.
Salad bowl looked like
who
an aquarium.
The
like, how much salad
so
you
I have
need.
A bowl of salad along with my bowl of martinis.
You're just like dunking your head from one to the other.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a nice life.
They're bitches. We're right. We hate them.
I hate those whores.
So now, how long you been doing the health thing?
Let's see. On and off for about 5 years, but seriously for about 3.
All right. Now, what's going on romantically? Let's get personal.
Zip.
What happened? What happened to the last nigga?
Hot broke girls his heart. Don't get a push like that.
You broke his heart. You know you did. I can tell by the way you're laughing at it.
Yeah. She's like, he could.
I know a heartbreaker. Heartbreaker when I see one. What'd you do to him? You banged his friend?
No.
You wouldn't bang him? Said he had a small penis? It was worthless. I got your emails.
So highly defective. We understand.
I know what you're doing. No, I was with someone for about 4.5 years, 4 years.
Yeah,
and happened? We lived together, and it just it just didn't work.
What? Mm. Yeah, what didn't work? Him?
Yeah.
That dick was good, but his credit wasn't.
Yeah, I had to move out.
You had to move out.
I was done with it.
Do you live in the same place?
We live in the same city.
Same city.
You see him sometime?
I don't. We live in the same city. We broke up this time last year. I moved out.
Oh, see, it's fresh. It's still freshness.
And I haven't talked. I cut it off, the communication, on New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. I was like, New Year, new me. What's up? God.
That hurts.
She loves to do things on the holidays.
Cool turkey, I do. Watch
that's
out,
where
everybody.
The bombs drop.
Ruining your holidays left and right.
Yeah. You're gonna fucking remember this.
That's right. So I cut it off on New Year's Day, and I haven't, not a word of it since. And I don't know what I'm
Lainey's taking a picture. She might take a pic real fast. So you broke this dude hard on the holidays, ruined his new year. And then what, you started dating one of his friends or something, or no?
No, I've been really enjoying being alone.
Did he reach out to you at any point?
I don't know.
You know that.
You blocked him
out.
Everywhere?
I blocked him.
Oh my God.
Except for my social medias.
Savage.
Oh. I let him stalk
you
me.
You let him watch.
Yeah. Oh, you let him watch it, but he can't touch it no more. Damn.
You got over it.
Oh, that's
I did.
See, girls are the sweetest creatures, but when we're done with it, we are
we're
done with it.
As
however, if we're not done with it, we're hardcore not done with it.
Right. I was done with it about 3 years in.
But when you're done with someone, they repulse you.
Yeah. Okay. I always feel so bad, like, if you're not, like, for the time that you're not into it anymore, how long we can go still in it.
Oh, yeah, 6 to 9 months
on vapors,
easily.
On vapors, no more fuel.
Yeah.
Like, I've had friends
because that's
that they're, like, I want to break up with him for, like, years.
Right.
And I'm like, when it's time, you'll know.
But you will know. But that means that you're not fully, like, when you're so done with it, you can't even physically bring yourself to stay
in it. Even the good days aren't good days.
Everything's triggering. Everything
slips out all of a sudden. Like, what do we need from the store? We're done. I'm done.
I don't need anything
from the store. Don't fucking is what I need you to do. Go and just never,
I don't
need
ever
want to
see your face.
Wow. Stop. You girls are sweet, you know?
Yeah. Girls are little angel creatures.
Courtney has to bounce. So let's, you want to do some pluggy plugs before you?
Sure. Yeah. You guys can just follow me on Instagram. It's
I'm gonna follow you, mother.
6 feet of sunshine. It's just a lot of ass pictures. Although I did post one of me in a turtleneck the other day.
Love that.
And I was surprised by how many people enjoyed it.
Really?
I was like, huh.
Turtleneck, no pants?
Yeah. Turtleneck with my ass out.
Nice. So what's the Instagram again?
It's @6feetofsunshine.
And you have a website as well?
The number 6. Yeah, it's Balanced Bodies Wellness.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
Well, Amen. Thank you for coming on.
Thank
we
you
really
for having me.
It.
Enjoyed it.
You're yes.
So fun. Yeah.
Come give me a hug. You.
Ladies,
it's nice to meet all of you, ladies.
Like
you too.
So wonderful.
We go. Yeah, come back anytime.
Hope I will.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, I'm out of here.
Back in New York.
Come back anytime.
Yeah. You know I'm gonna look at your booty when you walk.
Don't mind me.
You know I'm standing at the booty when you're walking. Go ahead. Yeah, Karen, you're looking at a booty too, Karen. Don't try to act like
girl.
You ain't my daughter.
Get it. Love it.
Yeah.
I have those up. Pants, boo. Ooh. Love it.
Yeah, tush. This is a tush.
It's a tush heavy episode.
Yeah, tush heavy episode.
Love it for us.
Yeah, we like a nice tush around here.
Love that for me.
A nice tushy tush.
Yeah, girl.
No, stop staring at it.
Stop projecting. He's
I didn't look at it once. And now the coat's on and I can't.
That's on you.
Bye.
I missed it.
It's like missing the eclipse.
Hey,
bye, guys.
None of you sons of bitches even watch any of the impeachment, which is like disturbing
some.
To me. Oh, that's right,
some of us are busy and important.
I was trying to get my shit together today and like do some work, so I thought I was
Remy,
being good.
Me too.
I didn't know.
I was
Remy, do you vote? Are you a voter?
I do.
Remy, I didn't believe it. You do.
I do.
Did you vote last week?
I did not.
Ah, Remy.
Whoopsies.
I don't know. I trust in New York.
Come on.
Oh, Remy.
No? Yeah, no, that's engaged fine. In the system.
You trust these mongrels?
New York is fine. New York's always doing
York,
the right
New York votes itself.
New York votes itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. Oh, I vote Remy. In Pennsylvania. Don't forget. I'm a hero.
That is.
That's right. You went home to vote. That is God's work. Some nonsense. You really went home to take your laundry there, but he's like, oh, it's voting time too, whatever.
Well, I don't trust the absentees. I feel like someone could just not count. Like, how would I know that if they counted it or not?
How do we know if they count it? I mean, I'm not going to say this. This is so
because
that's,
it's an
that's so chaotic
yeah,
to
but
say.
If you show up in
that's a charade comment.
Yes,
like
I want to hear it.
No, just be like, how do we know if they're counting anything?
Oh, they count it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine, but there's degrees of likelihood, and I feel like if I send them a letter... Mm-hmm. Fuck your letter. And if I'm there in person, then they can see my cute butt. And my vote.
Win win.
How much do you hate Trump, Remy?
I very much dislike him.
Why? Why? Our president? Why?
You mean your president?
Why? He's the worst. He's always been the worst. And as a New Yorker, I've known him as the worst for the
longest time.
Yeah.
See, we had a long personal relationship with
and
this guy.
I am especially pissed because I have a lot of people in my family who voted the man in.
Oh, I know.
And I would like send them articles every single day and be like, hey, is this enough? How's this? Like, what will
they
it
her.
Take?
You were that girl, yeah.
She blocked her.
Yeah.
They liked him more and you less.
Yeah, literally.
People don't fuck with that. They don't
you
like
talk to your family since 2016?
I have now. Some of them have come back over.
Yeah.
Like some of them, the second he was put into office and started doing crazy shit, they were like, oh, I was wrong.
Oh, as soon as they realized?
They genuinely were like, I think he's just lying to get into office. And he's like actually very fair. And like, and I was like, well, what makes you say that?
Right.
Like, right. Whenever.
What? Yeah.
Point to one moment.
It's just blind trust of like mediocre white men. From mediocre white men. You know, they're like, I see him in me, or I see me in him, and somehow we're fucking, and and he's on my side, and he's just tricking all these others and these stupids, but really this is going to benefit me. And my dad's like, this is the worst thing ever now, like with the taxes.
Do you think
shit.
He's going to get back in?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, he's a tough one.
You know why? Because y'all can yell all you want.
Who's y'all? Re-
you.
It's a sad truth.
You know, he's, you know, Middle America. Some people doesn't pull for him.
Oh, no, I'll get out of here.
You hate Middle America,
Karen.
You
love pointing to whoever's sitting right next to you and accusing them of hating Trump. You don't fucking know nobody.
I do think that they're learning, maybe.
What?
And I think like Middle America and stuff.
Some are.
And some people who were like duped into all the clickbaity Facebook fake news shit. Like I think they're getting better at.
You saw.
Yeah, but they don't have a good alternative yet. So
they don't have
a
good
really
alternative
expect
yet.
People to like turn towards nothing.
Well, Donald Trump Jr. Just got booed in California. It's already a laugh.
Booing is never not funny. I could watch anybody get booed. I'm like, I'm sorry, it is hilarious.
Yeah. Trump's face when he was getting booed the first time.
That was
he goes,
magic.
He goes, oh, and then smile. Oh.
It's one of those things.
Okay.
And these was all conservative, you know, right wing Trump
it.
Supporters. They all support his father, and
best.
They booed his son. So what do you think is behind that? Is that some type of shift? Jen, what do you think?
I think there's a little shift.
No, I think those are the cities that... I mean, he went to cities that were heavily Democratic.
Also, his son sucks. Just because you would boo the son doesn't mean you would boo the dad necessarily.
That's true.
Except for Ivanka, who is actually, whatever you think of her, as a highly competent, capable person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The boys are the worst.
I boo all kids of famous people.
Yeah,
I boo
there you go.
Just like that Will Smith son.
The
What's
worst.
His name?
Jaden.
Oh, Willow.
Willow.
She don't know which one's which.
Oh, whatever.
They can go by
potato,
whatever.
I think they
call themselves whatever.
Tomato,
too. Like they's
tomato.
Or don't Jaden go.
They, them, Zs, whatever. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Jen, what you think? He's going to get back in?
I think he embodies the anger. And so, yeah.
Of who?
What most Americans are feeling. And this
most?
It's a populace.
Yes.
Most. Because he didn't even win the populace vote. So...
True. But that doesn't mean that a lot of Americans aren't feeling this
That's
anger.
True. Yeah.
And there's a lot of anxiety. And any change during anxiety is risk.
Right.
Mm. So it's like,
he likes
it's
chaos,
the same reason why we deal with
it.
Bullshit in our own life. It's the same reason why we stay with someone 6 months when we've realized, it's like, you know what? The change is
going
to be
She is motivational.
We eventually get there.
Yes.
You know? We eventually
yes.
get there. So that's why I think the risk is just, especially if the economy is doing okay.
Yeah.
And if... somebody
crash
running
might be coming.
With
crash in 2020. Get ready for the crash.
What? Ooh. What are you predicting? A crash?
That's what people have been saying forever.
Who are people? The Jews or just people? If Jews are saying it, I want to listen.
First of all, did you just call Jews not people? Because it
the
is too soon for
or
that.
The Jews.
Too soon for that.
Missed that, but kind of.
But to answer your question,
no,
people.
I was saying you mean human beings or Jews?
Oh, God.
I mean, hashtag, hashtag, where's Israel? Wow.
People have been saying smart people
and people who read, I guess. Readers.
Readers do what?
Readers have been calling, saying that there's going to be a crash in 2020.
Okay.
Well, that's fucking hopeful, actually.
Ew.
I'll root for, we can get out of a crash. If the crash makes people be like, all right, fuck it, we're going down anyway, let's risk.
No. Mm.
Because the ship is going down anyway, so now you leap.
No, but crashes make people risk averse.
But every year, here's the thing about poor people.
Yes, because things are already crazy.
Here's the thing about poor people and middle class people in America. Every year's a crash.
Yeah.
Every month's a crash. Every time you try to pay that light bill, it's a crash.
Yeah. Speak on it.
So we survived a lot of crashes.
All right.
So, Willie, I think you're going to get back in, though.
I think so, too.
But what about Bloomberg? He's coming in a race. What do you think about him? He's a billionaire. Can he be a billionaire for the people?
What he's going to do is he's going to split the Democrats even more. So they're going to fight with each other.
Promote?
They're going to fight with each other until summer 2020. It's too late to really get your shit together for the election, and then everybody's going to be fucked.
You think? And the impeachment's going to be long.
I think that the Democrats aren't unified. Hopefully they'll get their shit together.
What?
The Democrats won't. There's too many contenders. There's a lot of women vying to be
split
the first
on the
female,
shit.
This and that.
Gross,
yeah,
right?
But they need to put their shit behind them. Like I feel like they did have a talk before one of the debates that was like, we can't undercut each other because that's
well, they forgot about that talk.
And somebody said, shut the fuck up.
But they're gonna have to have it.
Get your hand on my pocket, nigga.
That is funny, though. That is funny.
Because, like, this is what we were prepping for.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know
unity.
What? It's gonna depend on
just
how
have
fast
to see who we like the best.
When the Democrats decide who they like the best,
yeah,
it'll depend on how fast everybody else gets out of that person's way.
Yeah. Right.
And if you have a thing like Hillary did where she just refused to concede to Obama, or a thing where Bernie refused to concede to Hillary and ate up all that time that you need, you really need to go up against an incumbent where the Democrats are going to break their own party and fuck themselves.
Yeah. But is the candidates doing that, or is it the Democratic Party?
It's the candidate, and then you don't want that candidate anyway. Well, the party's supposed to kind of stay out of it, right? They got in
like
trouble because
right.
they didn't stay out of it, but they're supposed to stay out of it. They got in trouble
and that's
it.
Why they Bernie got fucking
but that's why
shafted.
This time they're extra gonna stay out of it because the eyes are on them, so they can't interfere like that. They have to, at least the optics have to be, they're just letting the process unfold.
Yeah.
So if they're fighting to the death, they're fighting to the death, and that's gonna be the resources that they spend.
I think it does need some guidance, but it's gonna crash.
We're gonna crash and burn. It's gonna burn.
I think though now, like, maybe that's why so many people were anti-Hillary, because it was like, are you fucking kidding? Like, you're just as bad as him because you're being such a narcissist instead of for the greater good.
All of it. It was more about her than
for the
it was
greater
about...
good is like some like Hitler saying, isn't it? It's like
the great Tugwood.
Yeah. No, I think it is something fascist. I swear to God.
The Volkswagen. Yeah. Guten Tag. Yes, for all of us.
Well, you got to be honest about it. It's really Elizabeth Warren, that kindergarten teacher, dragging down the energy of all this.
Why do you say that?
You know why? Because she's a woman.
She could be fine.
But
if she's
women.
The one, then she could be fine.
Against Trump in a debate.
No, she couldn't.
Pocahontas.
Do we have we forgotten?
She
that she 23andMe it and lost.
She 23andMe it and
she
lost.
Already she's at a. I think that she ain't the one.
Okay.
She's
other than
she 23andMe'd.
Her vagina. I think it's
Wait,
the health care plan.
Oh, the
for everybody?
Healthcare for all, yeah.
Yeah.
For
it's all. Just not going to fly because, girlfriend, you said you had a plan and then you rolled that shit out and that didn't look like a plan.
Oh,
also,
plan
you have
you
to be in
like?
The, you have to be more in the if center if you're going to
win. It didn't
fucking
add up. And Bloomberg.
It's too much.
Oh, yeah.
People are going
to
go with Bloomberg.
Left.
Because they're like,
but he's
a safe man.
So maybe not.
But he's a Jew.
But he's a safe man. He's a businessman. He's a billionaire.
He's a rich Jew.
So
and I'm telling you, the middle of the country don't like that.
Does not like rich Jews.
They do not like that.
They don't trust.
He's the embodiment of the swamp. Did you hear the other day Trump said he caught the swamp?
He caught the swamp?
He said, I caught the swamp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you go, man.
Yes.
You fucking go. It's like
turn
when my nephew
person.
Calls and is like, hey, Jed.
He does have his moments.
People are kind of bigoted when they vote, too. People got to remember that.
Yeah, no shit. It's private.
Yeah,
people
are
the most bigoted when they vote because that shit's a secret.
Yeah. It's like because you're in that little booth by yourself. It's kind of like the racist shit you scream out when you're in your car by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Scream?
When a window's open.
Sometimes you just sing lyrics.
Did you hear me screaming? Listen, it
and
was in the song.
I just had a good beat. I was just going along with it.
I didn't mean to post it on
stories. They shouldn't make such catchy songs is all I'm saying.
Listen, those people can really sing.
There's no
the kikes. No.
N-word. There's no N-word in I Think I Can Fly.
We're listening
You're
to
just
two
adding
different
your
songs.
Own, nigga. Nigga, I believe I can fly. You're remixing in your car. Oh, shit. You gotta let's do some pluggy plug, plug, pluggy plug.
All right,
downs.
You can find me on Instagram.
God damn it, white daughter.
Karen Margolis, Keren Margolis, and on Twitty, Karen Kardashian.
Twitty titties.
Are you back on?
No. I can't sign into my account, but technically I have one.
Oh, right. No.
I will be signing in at a later date.
You don't have your password or something?
I don't know it.
Yeah.
Come on,
people
man.
Lose it all
like,
the
give
time.
Me a break.
Or then have people.
Well, it'll sort
we'll
itself
it out.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Rim, you want a pluggy plug?
Yeah. Come see me every Sunday at the Stand for Bacon Bits. It's a brunch time comedy show where you get free bacon and there's bottomless mimosa specials and it's fun as fuck and it's like the best comics ever and you guys should come to it
nice.
Soon. And,
nice.
Yes. Any other shows, RemyCasimir.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Remy Casimir. And my podcast is How Come with a U. And I have another podcast, We Really Love Island, where I binge a British reality show and then recap it with
Boom.
My friends. Yeah.
You got to have Courtney come through and have that bacon, though.
What? Oh, yes. Yes.
What?
Oh, my God.
Eat so she can bake, have
I'll
the footage
yes.
that was lost.
I'll be up
in yes.
Recreate.
I actually, I gave out sex toys at the last
the
Bacon Bits. So,
hello.
Yeah. Courtney
nice.
Is right on brand.
There you
yeah.
go.
Some I actually gave a butt plug to a man on his 45th birthday.
There you go.
You changed his
that's
life.
The
hottest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
He remembers that day.
His wife was pumped.
She was like, finally.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be my fucking finger.
Yeah.
Our tongue.
Finger, where are you going? Where are you?
In the booty hole again.
Oh, no.
You're the boss.
Finger, we don't need you for that anymore.
Finger out of work.
It's gonna take my job.
Fingers, they build that wall.
Oh, shit. Oh no, finger.
Jen and Jen, plug and plug.
Follow me at Jen Litterer on all the socials and jenlitterer.com for upcoming shows.
Yes, I heard the subtext show, right? It was a
subtext
success.
Fucking killed.
Yes.
At the Caveat, we're talking about having Ooh. A monthly residency there.
Amazing.
So,
That's dope. That yeah. is dope. Dopey dub. Thanks for doing Race Wars. Yeah, I wanna.
You're
was,
welcome. Any
you.
Week you want. Be back tomorrow.
Small world, baby. Don't forget Thursday. That's next week, 11/21. Thursday the 21st, 10:30 show. Headlining again. Yeah, headlining. 10:30 show at the Comedy Cellar, Fat Black Pussycat. Go to ComedyCellar.com, get the tickets. That's for Thursday, 10:30 show. Yes, it's going to be fun. We just had one this week. It was great. A lot of people stopped by. Michelle Wolf came by, and Ryan Reese was on it, and Lawrence DeLoach
yeah. hosted. Yeah, oh, I saw that pic.
Tom Green. Love
Tom Green.
A lot of people stopped by, so we're going to do the same
DeLoach.
Thing Thursday, too. Yeah.
DeLoach.
But I'm headlining it, so you know it's going to be a good show. So go to ComedySolo.com or SmallWorldComedy.com. Listen, y'all have fun?
Yeah.
Yay, Daddy!
I love my new dad.
Peace.